Welcome to the Ark of Ed.
This program is a lie. There are those who profit from you not.
What follows are the extant recordings from the event designated CM001. This is part 7.
6.
Of a 10-part series. For narrative clarity, please start at episode 1.
2.
It has come to my attention that there have been some malfunctions with my interface here.
There is more.
A ticket has been filed to address this disruption. Will be taken care of.
There is more.
Loading Carmichael Tape 7. Loading. Loading.
Pay attention.
Test, 1, 2.
It works. You know it works. We just listened to you bashing that kid in the head.
It was an accident.
Need to find water. Soon.
How's your headache?
It gets worse the farther we go. Stop asking. We need to find water, then figure out where in the hell we are, and then find Mark.
And David.
Sure, but before all that, we need to focus on the sound of water. Christ, Cash, turn that fucking thing off.
Hey!
I've asked you to stop with that shit so many times. You're always so goddamn on when you're recording, and I don't want to deal with that right now.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You get this holier-than-thou NPR bug up your ass like you're Jim Dale or some shit.
Jim Dale isn't on NPR.
We get it, Cash. You're educated. Raw goddamn vo.
Sorry, I try to better myself.
What's that supposed to mean? Run.
The recorder!
Leave it!
Cash! Rachel!
You see him? Fine, it's all right. We'll find him. Hang on a sec.
It's on.
We'll find him together, Sugar. We'll find him.
Forgot! Here's your recorder thing.
Fantastic.
Just set it there. I've got to get this into bottles.
I think you've got enough already.
You're the expert.
I'm saying 5 gallons of water is a lot to carry.
It's our canteens. 3 in the truck for emergency, then 1 for my backpack.
Long as you're carrying it, fine.
Truck's fucked.
You can't fix it? Sorry.
It's all right. We're all tired.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Let's talk about that attitude for just a second. Todd and I volunteered to get you both out of the sticks and back to the hospital and reunite you with your friends, which, for the record, we didn't have to do. We could have let those fanatical nutjobs chase you to the ends of the earth or wherever the hell those trees go, but we didn't, because we're goddamn decent people. And you have chosen to repay our kindness by being a lousy bitch.
Don't call her that.
Cash, why don't I defend myself?
You can't. Not always. And that's fine. But not always. Y'all won't get far at all without actually taking care of each other, instead of being at each other's throats.
This isn't Survivor Man, kiddos.
What?
The TV show?
Oh, Jesus.
Where are you going?
Fucking headache.
Give her time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just turned this crank? You call me the baby. So you just do that, okay? And then you should be able to just charge the battery from here. That way you won't have to keep hunting around for AAA.
Damn. Thanks.
It's nothing, really. I was kind of a dick before.
Kind of.
This thing you're doing, I don't know. After everything we've seen, I get it, you know?
Jeez, Just suck his dick already.
Ass face. Things will be better in the morning. Really.
Hey, Jim.
Report to Kirk.
Yeah, just your name or something.
Yeah. Name's Jim. I did 2 tours in the Marines. That was a lifetime ago. Before all that weird shit started popping up. Can we just call it the event or something?
This is your tape, so whatever you want to say.
So, before the event, I was a house manager for a little bar and music place on the north side of Chicago. Not exactly my thing. A friend hooked me up. The money's green, so... It's actually how Todd and I, that's how we met. What?
Nothing. That's just... Sorry. Go on.
Okay. So I'm in charge of booking talent. Most of the acts we get were, well, they were bullshit. Just the most god-awful hipster crap you ever heard. New wave a-holes smoking Pall Malls and drinking Bushmills because some author did. Because they thought girls like guys who did, or whatever. So one day in walks this kid. Clearly immigrated from some podunk nowhere. Probably just slept at a bus stop. He carried his guitar case like an assault rifle. Had these big doe eyes. He was trying to use to look tough, but wasn't working. So it's an open mic night, but it's 21 and up. And this kid, he's clearly too young to get in. And he begs, and he pleads, and he promises, and he's just here to play. And he's all doe-eyed and shit, so I'm like, fuck it. Ooh, boy. Oh, he bombs. He bombs. Don't tell him I told you that. Like, his guitar's all out of tune. He's forgetting chords left and right, and he's not even close to the key he's meant to be in. And here's the thing, though, You know how people say they're attracted to talent? I don't buy that one bit. Because I know a lot of really talented people couldn't get laid to save their lives. And here's this kid on stage that... Anyway, I think what people are really attracted to is the desire for talent. Not just wanting it, though. You know, it's having that passion to achieve greatness, regardless of their capacity, and actually get it. Saw it in the Corps all the time, too. Guys want to rise up, and they just can't do it. Still doesn't knock them down, though. They just keep reaching. Really is something. So I let him play. He bombs, and I don't even think he cared. So he thanks me, and he offers to buy me a drink, which I'm at that point certain he can neither afford nor legally purchase. But he's cute and whip smart, and he starts telling me these stories about growing up outside St. Louis. And I'm doing the math in my head, which makes me feel like a goddamn pervert. So I do the noble thing and introduce him to one of the bartenders who's closer to his age. But this kid just won't take the hint. Follows me out to the tamale guy around the corner, and I tell him that the bouncer won't let him back in. He says, "Hey, I don't care about that." He gives me that look you get when you're young. Life hasn't kicked you square in the teeth. You know, they just got me. That was about a year ago. Haven't stopped since. Even through all this weirdo, crazy bullshit. Half the time I'm liable to strangle him as much as kiss him, but I don't know. It just seems to work. I think of us and it makes sense, you know?
Wow.
Is that a...
I mean, is that what you were looking for in this thing?
Listen, I just hit record, man. Whatever gets to tape, I think, is what was supposed to be there, and it means a lot.
Well, sure. Don't worry about Rachel. I saw this with some of the guys I surfed with. Stress and anxiety can fuck with your head in incalculable ways, especially when you don't know whether or not you're gonna live to see tomorrow. When she gets back with her brother, family, she'll come around.
How far are we from the hospital?
30, 40 miles south. Knock on wood, we'll be there sometime tomorrow. Get some sleep. Next move's in the morning.
Yeah. Night. Thanks. All right. Morning after escaping from the Brotherhood of Fucking Weirdo Kidnappers, Rachel is... I'm not going to say sulking because it's early and I should try being nicer, but... Jim says we'll be back with Mark and David sometime this afternoon, probably.
All right, lady and gentlemen, eat up.
MREs?
I guarantee these are not the worst food you'll be eating in the next few months. And that's if you're lucky.
Hey, cool. Powdered egg-like substitute.
I see your headaches on the mend, then, Missy. How about a thank you, Sergeant Vanderweel? Just kidding. I hate that. Never call me that.
Hey, thanks, Jim. These are not good.
Morning, Tomboy. Fancy some powdered egg-like substitute?
Vomit.
More for me.
You guys hear that?
Coffee first, then listening.
What the?
Run! Run now!
That's not real!
Want to stick around to find out?
Where do we go?
There! Into the corn!
Pick it up, Carmichael!
How are you so fast?
Combat training, one foot in front of the other. Don't stop until they stop. One foot in front of the other, soldier.
I can't. What are those? Why are they so big?
Shelter. Everyone look for a place to hide. We'll never outrun them.
We're in a cornfield. Ah! Rachel!
Trap door.
Why is there a trapdoor in the middle of the cornfield?
Don't know, don't care. Get in!
But...
if you ever do a goddamn thing I said today, that'd be to get in right now! Move!
Come on, babe. I got you. Where are the...
Everyone okay?
I don't. How?
Babe, shut up. Is everyone okay? Rachel.
I think I sprained my ankle.
Good. Okay. Where's Cash?
I can't see.
Cash?
Carmichael? You down here, buddy?
Cash? Cash?
You have completed part 7
6
a 10-part series.
The truth as it relates to the event designated CM001.
J. check out patreon.com/archivistshow. Loading show credits. Loading. Loading.
The voice of Cash was Brad Jenkins. The voice of Rachel was Elise Castillo. The voice of Jim was Eric Snyder. The voice of Todd was Austin Rusk. The Archivist was written and directed by Jeffrey Cheney and produced by Small Cabal. Our editor is Elise Castillo. Our casting directors are Dixie Dougherty Casting. We recorded at the Actors Collective Studio in North Hollywood, California. Music featured in this episode is by Wind and the Y. For more of their music and upcoming shows, check out www.windandthewhy.com or check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/windandthewhy. Thank you for listening, and if you like the show, make sure to leave us a review on your preferred podcasting app or hit us up on Twitter at @archivistshow and tell us to our digital face. Check out our Patreon, and soon, hopefully soon, we are going to have some cool Archivist merch available. So stay tuned for more on that. Our next episode will be available in 2 weeks on June 8th, so hope to see you then. Take care. And we